Blog Talk Radio.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Messages of Light. I'm your host, Amanda, every Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. I have the pleasure of having Jamie with me today from Kansas City. I'm very lucky because she had some bad weather come through that we had come through also, so we're kind of in the same boat. But anyway, so I'm running a special, 30 minutes for $60. Through the month of August, so today is another day you can take advantage of that. And I encourage you to check out Jamie Zinnick on Facebook. You can definitely find her online as well, but she has psychic abilities, mediumship services she can do. She works with the body and energy fields, which is really fun. She does awesome psychic readings. She's done a few presentations. We met at a fair, and she's very good. I've had the pleasure of getting a reading from Jamie as well. It's been very fun, and she has a really fun, exciting book out, too, that I'm still working on, but I'm enjoying it, and I'm also writing my own. Jamie actually inspired me to do so, so definitely take advantage of that. So second half of the show, we're going to take your calls, one question per caller, and you can tune in at 347-237-5339. Hit one on your keypad, and we will tag team and take your calls. So make sure to check out Jamie, Z-U-N-I-C-K, on Facebook. You can find me at starwaya.com and also Starwaya Amanda on Facebook. So we're going to go ahead and bring Jamie live and get started, and we're just going to see how she is and what's going on in her world, and then we're going to take your call second half and go from there. Welcome to the call, Jamie. How are you?
Oh, great, Amanda. How are you?
I'm great, too. We had some challenging weather this morning also, but I'm glad that we're able to get on here and do this and that you're here and everything's going so much better.
Oh, well, thank you for having me on the show. I was really looking forward to this. It was really surprising. The storm almost seemed like it popped up out of nowhere, and we had actually to take shelter. And so our power is still out here. So I'm kind of sitting in the dark with talking to you.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
I just hope that my, yes, it's still, we still don't have any power. So I'm just hoping that my phone doesn't, my battery doesn't suddenly die. So if you do miss lose me during this call, it's because my phone battery went dead. But I, hopefully we'll get through this time with no problem.
I think we should. We can take a little bit of time and talk about whatever you would like to share with our listeners. And then when you're ready to take some calls, we can do that. We can kind of divide it up. You can talk about, you know, whatever it is you'd like to share with our listeners. And then we'll go right down the row and take some calls. And we'll just do the best we can.
Well, thank you, Amanda. First of all, I hope everyone is well and that their families are healthy and coming through this hard time that we have right now. I know that COVID-19 has been a very hard time for so many people and so many families, and I just hope that everyone knows that our hearts and our prayers are with everyone today, all the people of the world and of the earth and all animals of the earth, just really hoping, and of the universe. We can't forget our interplanetary friends.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. And just truly hoping that everyone is doing well at such a hard time. I do consider myself very fortunate because haven't had any health issues for my immediate family. And so I am very thankful. I'm very appreciative of that. We just really hope that everyone else is doing well, too. So our prayers are with everyone. As far as my own personal situations right now, things are going very well. I was just at a fair in Springfield this past weekend, and it was a lot of fun. So many thanks out to the promoters, the vendors, the readers, the clients, all who shared in that time and that moment. Some really great healing going on, so I'm very thankful to be a part of that. Also, too, I just had my fourth book published last weekend.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm so excited about this. I have four books available now on Amazon.com. The first one is a memoir about my travels with my mother. The second one is a novel about a woman who has died and is still trying to come to terms with being in heaven and exploring heaven. The third book is a collection of short stories. And now this new book that has just come out last week is called God's Adopted Daughter. And it's a collection of poems and short essays about self-discovery and self-love. So that's actually what I've been working on over the past couple of weeks. Yes, and I also have classes going on right now, too. I teach classes at the Yoga Patch and online. So even if you're not in Kansas City, Missouri, across the country, you can join us online at the classes. I teach classes on chakra healing, the chakra system, and I'm also really excited about this. I just started teaching classes on automatic writing, and that's so much fun.
Oh, fun. That's cool.
Yes, automatic writing is a great thing. It's just that stream of consciousness and just letting the words flow out on the page. And so I'm teaching classes in that now as well, too. So thank you, Amanda, for giving me this time to talk about my activities right now. I certainly appreciate it. And again, we just hope everyone else is doing well, too.
That's great. And that's exciting that you're teaching online and you're teaching automatic writing and that you've been working on a book. And so many new things are coming with you. I'm excited to read all your books, Jamie, and see what you've written about and, you know, how that's coming along. And I love how you work because you're just so authentic and you tie energy into it and you explain energy work so well and, you know, how chakras work and all that. Everybody's fascinated with that kind of stuff.
Well, it's really great because even if you think like 10, 15 years ago, you could say chakra to somebody and they really didn't know, or they knew the term, but they didn't know what it was about. And now I think thanks to so many books that are being published, thanks to the fact that people are really striving for a higher spirituality, thanks to the internet that puts out so much information, people now are getting very familiar with these things. It's on the other side, what's beyond this world. And so I think a lot of people now are coming to fairs and taking classes and so on just to learn more. And it's a really exciting time. right now. And I do appreciate what you said about my work, because I do a lot of tarot card readings, but what I'm actually doing is reading through people's energy, their chakra system, their auras, and the cards just let us know what areas to focus on. Because, you know, our energy system holds our past, present, future. It holds every thought we have, every feeling that we have. It holds all of our past lives, all the connections to our loved ones. And so the cards actually help us take a look and see what is it specifically, what are the specific messages you need to know at this time. But again, it's all energy work.
Absolutely. Well, I was really drawn to you seeing your sign up about energy work, and it is in the photos that, you know, are being shared as, you know, the show is going on. And what I was going to say is, like, the cards are a marker for you to kind of know how to guide the person with pictures or maybe just intuitions and feelings that you get, which I think is a beautiful way to do things. Like, a lot of people say, well, do you have to have cards? Not necessarily, but some people on my journey have actually said they're bored unless they have cards, because they just don't want to sit around and just kind of watch us feeling energy and all that, which I thought was really fascinating. I thought, really? You want me to add the cards to it? Interesting.
Well, what I find is that people like to have a visual. And one of the things I find that people love to do is that after the readings, I have a lot of people taking pictures of the cards that came up for them.
Me too. Yes, same thing.
Yes, mm-hmm. As a way to remember. And as I said, we both really are very visual people ourselves. I think that's why we are able to see energy. It's just the cards do act as a really good guide as to what talk
about.
Because before, I don't know if you had the same thing, Amanda, but before, when I was just reading energy without the cards, I felt like I was almost babbling. Like, there was so much in people's energy fields. I felt at times like I was just kind of rambling and trying to get all of the information in and so on. And it finally dawned on me that there's got to be a way to focus on the messages that they really need right now. And that's why I went to the cards, because it really helps us focus on what is the information that you really need here at this time. And so that's the fun thing with the cards. And again, I think people do like having that visual so that they can remember what's being said.
I think that we have to have a visual. You know, I will tell people, write down your questions. I think that goes for anybody, especially during a private reading. I think it's important to, you know, do those things, because then, you know, we can tell them obviously what we see and what we pick up and what we pick up in the energy and what cards, but, you know, when they do that, they can kind of have notes in front of them, some record their readings with their phones. I know the old-timey people, they would use the tape recorder, and I actually still do that sometimes, too, with the old tape recorder that, you know, a lot of people don't use anymore.
And you're so right. I'm an old-timey person, too, with the tape recorders and so on, too. And I don't mind at all if people want to record the session. I've even had people not just audio record it, but video as well, too. And I'm more than open to any of that. I don't mind that at all.
Yeah, I don't mind it either. I really think that when we have something in front of us, you know, one of the things that I found really neat with you, of course, you know, everybody has their own way. I kind of came into this, saw people do it, and came up with a way. You're very unique in how you work also, in that you have the person pick a deck. And, you know, I just kind of walk around and I look at different people and what they do, and I'm fascinated with what everybody does and how everybody's different. I even use essential oils to read people, which is fun.
Oh,
you know, I like to make their own blends. Yeah. And it's just something different, so that, you know, I'm not doing the same thing as everybody else does. And, you know, I kind of go around and I'm like, okay, there's the mediums, there's the, you know, color people who do the auras. I can also see auras like you can, and chakras, and do healing like you do. And I just think, wow, you know, we each have our own. And what I liked about you is you had a couple of decks laying out. You had somebody pick whatever, and then you'd also kind of read their energy and read into what they do. And I know there's so many different ways you do things, and I'm very appreciative of, you know, seeing you're doing it one way, somebody else may do it another way and mm-hmm. have a layout, somebody else may, you know, have their own technique, but each way is neat. And how, you know, what I loved was when I started seeing the people take pictures, which I'd never thought of before, and I thought, you know what, that's really a good idea, because then they can mm-hmm. go back and refer to what they knew or what they picked up and what they drew, and they can also kind of, you know, refer to their notes and refer to their recording and go back. I think that's important. So I love how you said, yeah, my clients were taking pictures. Mine were too. Mine started doing the same thing.
Yes, and I think that's so wonderful. And something you said that I think is incredibly important to put out there for everybody is really developing your own unique style. Because so many times I think when people start doing this work, you know, they rely very heavily on books and on things mm-hmm. that the other people doing, which is fine when you're learning. That's perfectly fine when
yeah.
you're learning. But there comes a point when you just have to throw aside all of the books and get away from all of the things that you've been taught or that you've seen and really come into your own personal sense of feeling, own personal sense
mm-hmm.
of intuition, and so on. And don't rely so heavily on the books, because so many things can be interpreted in so many different ways. And the number one thing that I would really put out there for people, if you ever do decide to start reading tarot cards or anything or energy or anything like that, is just really trust yourself. Trust the images that
yes.
you're getting. Trust the intuition that you're getting. Don't worry if you're feeling something different than what it says in the book, you know, because the book
absolutely.
Should be nothing more than just a guide for you, just a guide for you. Trust your own intuition over any books or anything that you read, and that makes it very personalized for people when you do that, because you're really making it for them, for their energy, and not just what it says in the book. And that's what I went into with my own readings. First of all, I got to let you know, I have a horrible addiction, Amanda, to tarot cards. I have a
I do too. I have a whole, you must have a whole, I have them in a bag right now. It's so funny. I was talking to this one lady I'm working with, and I have several different ones I've been working with, and she says, oh, I really like these two decks of cards that you have. And, you know, I'm teaching her a little bit and teaching some of the other people. And I said, yeah, I have a whole suitcase in the car of different ones, you know, that I didn't mm-hmm. get to pull out for this particular student I was working with, friend. And, you know, I said, there's these cards here. And I said, you know, they say this in the book, but, you know, when I work with different cards and feel different things, you know, I might pull a card that says one thing and it means maybe friendships, or, you know, they're not going to have a relationship with somebody else. They're going to have friendships, or, you know, maybe look deeper into the situation. It's not necessarily a negative card, or, you know, even right. when things say no, like there's a card in there that might mean no, you know, it's not really good right now. There's different ways to interpret different things.
Exactly.
And I love how you said that it's not just what's in the book. You know, I'll tell people, okay, you can look at the book and then put the book down and start using your feelings and use your
exactly.
gut. What does that mean to you in that person's life or that person's reading, and go from there? And we had one that was really humorous. The lady thought the card looked very interesting, and I got a little bit of humor out of it because it meant friendships in this particular situation, and I knew it in my gut, too, and the other girl did, too. But we just kind of had to laugh at it. But it's all in what you pick up, even energy-wise, not just the picture, but energy-wise from
exactly.
the card.
Exactly. And the book should be nothing more than just a guide to get you started. You know, and then
absolutely.
After that, you should be going with your true intuition. And what's funny for me, like I said, I absolutely love art. I am so
me too
enraptured with art. And so many of these tarot decks anymore are absolutely beautiful. And that's why I have such a collection of them, because I love the artwork. But what I like
mm-hmm.
to do with my readings is just put out several decks for people and let people pick their own deck. Which deck do they want to use? Which deck is calling
yes.
to them? What images on the cards are calling to them? And then I let them pick their own cards. And the reason I like to do that is because I really feel that way I'm guaranteed that I'm not doing the same reading for each person. Because some of these fairs, when you get a line of people to your table and if you use the same deck, I think you get exhausted and there's a possibility of just kind of repeating what you've said is
if the same cards
come up. But if I change out decks, it makes that reading very personalized to that person. And also, too, when people get to pick their own deck and when they get to pick their own cards, it's really a very empowering moment for them.
Yeah.
Because they really were very active within the reading.
Yeah, no, with me, I've used the same deck, but I've also cleaned it. And then sometimes I'll get guided to pull out a different deck, or I'll be guided to use the same deck, or I'll be guided to, you know, and usually what it is I just go with whatever intuitions kind of come, and I'll pull out whatever's supposed to be on the table. But I just love how all that works. You know, you can get, you get the people involved in the reading, you get them to shuffle the cards, you get them to kind of do their thing, and it really does show up, and it has great results. You know, the person gets what they need, which is what I love.
Exactly. And I love what you said, too, is that sometimes you just, as a reader, you just get felt drawn to a particular deck to use. You just feel drawn to that deck. And again, I think that's a beautiful reminder to everybody. Again, go back and use your intuition. Just trust that. Trust your intuition. It will never guide you wrong, especially if your heart is in the right place and your intention is that you really want to help people. If you truly just really want to help people, your heart is in the right place, you are never going to pick the wrong deck or the wrong cards or give the wrong information. And I think it's really about
not only
intuition, but your intention as well, too. What is your intention? And our intention is to help people, help them heal, help facilitate their healing process. And I think that that is very a very powerful thing to work with.
Absolutely. And I love how, you know, we can just use our intuitions to, you know, say, okay, we're really comfortable with this deck. When we use our intuition and they'll say, well, I want to use this deck. And I'll say, good. You know, use that as a pinpoint for you. And if you feel drawn to something else, use it too. I always tell people, follow that heart guidance. That's the most important. And as long as you have the heart in what you're doing and you're using the heart to make things happen, which is, you know, what I point out to a lot of people, including a friend of mine who's you know, really starting into learning about her gifts too. I said, you have the heart, you know, that's what you need. Follow your intuition with your heart and just, you know, like you said, let that, you know, work. I know we all have it. That's what I was telling her about her. I was telling this one lady about her children. I said, they have gifts. You have gifts. Your husband has gifts. Not that your husband has to be open to it, but, you know, everybody has gifts, and it's fun just to, you know, work with where you want to. And she's kind of like us. She wants to use her heart and help people and do that, and that's what you need to get there.
And I just love, love, love what you just said about how everyone has gifts. I just love that.
They do.
Because it's,
I agree.
Yes. Because it's actually been said that everyone is born with the ability of intuition, of telepathic communication, of knowing how to heal other people, with being able to levitate, all these different things. We are actually all born with that because that's all part of the universe, all part of the life force energy that we all have. And we all have those gifts. The problem is, what are you focusing on? And are you going to nurture those gifts, or are you going to let those gifts just become dormant? And I find so many people come up and tell me when I'm reading the cards, so many people tell me, well, I remember as a child I was able to see spirits. I remember as a child, but I'm not able to do it anymore. Well, yes, that gift never left you. You still have that gift. Everybody does. It's, again, just beginning to focus on it again, bring your intention into it again. And I think that we as these psychic healers or whatever term you want to use, I think that's part of what we do. We really need to empower people and encourage people to go back and use their innate gifts that they've been given, that they just have been laying dormant for a while just because life got in the way. And I think it's really important for us to inspire people to go back and use those gifts again.
I think it's very important because we all have an intuition. We all have a hunch. Mm-hmm. We all have that, especially mothers. You know, we have that motherly instinct, you know, women.
Yeah.
We have that. But guys do too. We all have it. And it's just important to dive deep in there and look and feel and trust yourself because, you know, you're 9 times out of 10 right, and you just have to not be afraid of yourself. And like you said, the key is the heart.
And that was the hardest thing I think I had to come to terms with when I first started doing readings, because even before I picked up the cards, I've been working with cards for about 6 years now or so, but for over 30 years, I've been reading energy flow and able to do interpretations for people through the chakra system and through the auras and things like that. And really what was the hardest part for me to do is not censor myself. And my first was, well, that's stupid. Why am I thinking that when I'm feeling their energy? That's crazy. That doesn't make any sense. Why? And I learned that, well, it's not about me. Get out of the way. This is messages for them. And it's not up to me to interpret everything that comes through. My job is just to pass message on and let the person work with it, however it means for them. Help guide them through that process. But it's up to each person to interpret the information and each person to heal themselves. We're just there as facilitators to help them with that process.
And I find some people I think some people find that they'll be analyzing what they're saying too. Like it could be the most ridiculous thing ever. And you say it and it makes sense to them. But when you're saying it and when you're getting it for you, you're like, what in the world? That's so silly. And you may not want to say it because you're afraid.
You know that thing you said the other day? And so somewhere down the line, something you say is going to click somewhere.
Yeah.
You just got to trust that process. And just don't edit yourself.
Absolutely.
So anybody who is beginning to read, again, just go with your heart. What is your intuition? Follow that intuition. What is your intention? And don't be afraid. Just don't be afraid. Just say whatever information is out there. And don't try to edit yourself or censor yourself. Just let it flow.
Absolutely. Just let it flow. If it sounds silly, say it anyway. You're so right on. I love it all. I just love what you're saying. And
well, of course you have to use a little bit of tact though. You know, I don't say anything I think that could come across as being mean or abusive or anything. I've gotten into some really heavy memories with people, really heavy negative experiences that they've had. I've had people really cry during the readings and things like that. And that's healing. That's very much healing. That's wonderful. But I also think that you have to be careful and not be callous with the information either.
Absolutely.
You just can't be callous with the information. Don't edit yourself, but don't be callous with it either.
Yeah, that's important. That's important too. You know, we're back to the heart again, you know. I mean, if you have a phrase from some grandma that's passed over who says, boot, scoot, and boogie, and that's their catchword, or, you know, like for me, there was the guy with the hot dog above his head, and he was a commercial writer of whatever. But, you know, the point is that it's humor. That's funny. And you have to use your heart and light humor to, you know, get through anything that's negative. So I know if I'm seeing a negative situation, I come through it with more of a heart-centered, okay, this happened to you. Let's solve this. Let's figure this out. Okay, it was very concerning. You know, it's kind of like a life coach or a counselor. You know, you find a way to go through it. So, you know, you could get some silly messages and mostly some funny things, and you'll go, boy, that doesn't make sense. But putting it out there is with your heart is, you know, the best way. And I've learned, even if it sounds really silly, like a bunny rabbit crossing the road or something, as silly as that, and they're cute and fluffy, and there's some reason, you know, that's there. I find that if you say those things and what stands out, even if it's in a humorous way or a heart-centered way, oh, there's a cute little bunny, you know, crossing the road, and you're whatever, and it's coming across like, you know, you've got some fun stuff to do. You know, that's just a way to fit things, and it could probably mean a great deal to somebody. So
exactly.
I think that's really important.
Oh, I think it is, too. I think it's very important. And I love what you're saying about humor. I think that's really important because I don't know if you found this happens, but this happens quite a bit with me. When I'm doing readings for people and we have their loved ones from the other side come through into the readings, what I find happens is that there's so much humor in what their loved ones
mm-hmm.
are saying. There's so
oh,
much
yeah.
laughter. And so if you think your loved ones are on the other side, they're not. They are at peace. They are so happy. They are laughing. And I find so many times in my readings that when loved ones come through, they're not angry. They're not mad. They're not screaming
mm-hmm.
like, how dare you do this to me? Instead, the messages are always about, oh, do you remember that time when we were at the lake and you fell in? That's what the message is coming through, because they have on the other side, they're at such peace. They find so much happiness. They find so much laughter. They find so much just good memories and good times that I find that humor is sometimes what is coming through when I do readings and we have people from the other
oh,
side
yeah.
coming through. So don't hold back on that humor.
Yeah,
at all.
They could reference it like you made a big splash in the swimming pool, or remember the time
mm-hmm.
when, you know, you got the dog wet and you got me wet and it was funny and you did a cannonball. You know, they turn it into humor and they just make
exactly.
it so funny, or they make it really peaceful. Like, I love you. I died this way. I'm sorry. You know, it's very, and sometimes I cry, but it's very peaceful. And for me, it's like being with a person and you're sort of like, playing telephone, you're telling them what they're saying, but they're sitting down next to you, and really they're sitting down next to them, and they're saying
yeah.
all the stuff, and it's really nice. And sometimes, you know, there'll be tears because there's just moments of them being touched, and it's a really beautiful thing. But, you know, whether it's problem solving or, you know, a sad moment or whatever, I find that, you know, getting them where they need to go and not leaving them on the path to go, which direction do I go? I'm scared.
Exactly.
It's very important to lead them to closure or to lead them on the right track so they can get to where they need to go. I think that's the most important message.
And I think you're so right about that, Amanda, so right. A friend and I had a talk about this the other day where nobody should get up away from the reading thinking they're going to go outside and be struck by lightning. Instead, I
absolutely.
Think that people should leave your reading feeling very empowered, that they found their direction, or they've got clarity in a situation, or that they're beginning to come to decisions in their life. I feel like part of our job is that, yes, when I do my readings, if negative things come through, I will talk about those negative things. But I won't just leave
always.
It there. You just
yeah, me either.
There. You always want to leave people with that sense of hope, of empowerment, of knowing that they're going to be okay. You never let people – I've heard really sad readers or psychics say,
mm-hmm.
and be like, okay, we're done, thanks, bye. And the person would go home and just fall apart. You need to empower
yeah.
people. You need to give them that hope that, yes, you're going through a hard time right now, but everything is going to be okay. Hang in there. And so I think that's really a great thing to say, is we try to help people, again, facilitate that process, that growth process, or that healing process. You don't just leave them with any negative feelings. We help people work through that. And I think that's an incredibly important part of what we do.
Yeah, and I know some readers do that. I tell them, you know, don't leave them hanging out the window like they're going to jump out the
yeah.
window in 5 seconds and, you know, do something that's not wise. You know, you don't want to leave someone on the ledge, outside
exactly.
lost with no direction on where to go. And I've seen people do that, and it's to me, it's really unprofessional. Yeah, your timing, your reading. You have to be punctual and on time, and that's great. But you also can't really – I wouldn't want to leave someone, you know, in that state of mind of, okay, I don't know which direction to go, and it's raining out here, and I'm going to get hit by lightning, or, you know, I'm going to go out here, and it's dark, and I don't know where I'm going. That's what it's kind of like. It's like leaving somebody who has absolutely no idea what they're doing in the dark, and they don't know where to go, then this person's just hung up on them. And I'm going, that's just not good. You just don't do that to somebody. So with you know, ethics and morals that you have too, I go, boy, to leave somebody out there and they don't know where to go and what to do and they're lost, that's just not good. Give them some resolution and then send them out there. That's a little bit better than just sending them out there on the ledge, not knowing what to do or what direction to turn, you know, because problem solving and counseling is what, you know, a real professional reader like yourself and healer does. You know, we lead them in the right direction. And I think as I took more healing and energy courses, which I've taken a lot and done a lot of work, it's good to keep people with closure and, you know, to send them out with, you know, some steps to move forward, you know, like moving forward, you know, their life goals and their new direction and where they're going and where they're headed. That's much better. So I think that that's, you know, a great way to do things. And I love how you also do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, I think that's so incredibly important because you think so many people actually come for readings in the first place to gain some type of closure or some type of guidance. And if you don't offer that,
absolutely,
you didn't do your job. You know, you just didn't do your job,
mm-hmm,
if you don't offer that before the reading is over. So I think it's very important.
Yeah.
And it's really funny because I almost feel like everything that we're saying today, Amanda, is very focused on helping people who may be interested in doing card readings for people. And so I really encourage anyone out there who feels very inspired to start doing readings for people or card readings, we're more than happy to help you through that process.
Absolutely.
If you have any questions about that, please let us know. Because I really feel, for some reason, I really feel like what we're talking about, we've been guided to talk about today, Amanda, is just this idea of helping people who may want to be feeling inspired to get involved in doing some work like this.
Yes, and I know you're so excellent at also teaching, you know, and I'm making my way to that slowly, one person at a time, you know, getting little groups together, working with different people. And I love what you're doing too. And that it's online, you know, that's just really branching out there too and doing good. And I'm working towards some other things too and working on my book. I've had some situations with technology, which have been, you know, really interesting. My laptop quit on me and then I had to have all my info transferred to another laptop. And now we're back to having the guy working on it again because it's messed up. So I'm going, boy, you can really have some interesting lessons with, you know, technology and typing and all of that too. So I just go with the flow. I go, okay, that means there's electronic issues. Sometimes that happens during retrograde, you know, your laptop or your phone breaks down, or, you know, sometimes you lose power. Sometimes your hot water heater quits. I had the water in the tub one time quit somewhere. Somebody had that happen too. So there are interesting lessons out of things, but we always learn something, and I think it's excellent, you know, what we're talking about. Do you want to take a quick commercial break and come back and take some calls?
That sounds great, Amanda.
All right. Well, we're doing really good on time here, and I know you're kind of concerned about your phone, so I figure what we'll do is we'll take a real quick break, come back and take some calls, and then, you know, we can go on and continue on the rest of our day after we get questions answered. So I'm going to put you on a brief hold, and we'll be right back. You've been listening to WGGM Radio. My guest is Jamie Zunick. You can find her on Facebook, Jamie Zunick. You can find me at starwaya.com, starwaya.com. I'm also Starway Amanda on Facebook. I'm running a special, 30 minutes for $60. That is in session today, so you can take advantage of that, and you can email starguidereadings at com, and definitely take advantage of some of Jamie's classes. She's got some books out. You should check those out too. And we will be right back after this commercial break. So you can call 347-237-5339. If you want to talk to us, hit 1 on your keypad and we will take your calls. You can also text and I will receive your question in text. So if you would like, call in 347-237-5339, 1 on the keypad. So we know you want to talk to us. You got to hit 1 and we'll be right back. See you in just a minute.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with, all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
Okay, we are back with WGGM Radio. My guest is Jamie Zunick. You can find her on Facebook, JamieZunick. We are back to the second half of our show. We're going to start questions. 347-237-5339. Hit one on your keypad, and we will take your calls. If you want to talk to us, make sure you hit the number one on your keypad. We're going to get straight to business here and get right down to taking callers. So you're in the second half of our show. I'm going to bring Jamie back. Welcome back, Jamie.
Oh, thank you, Amanda. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome. So we have a lady in here who's texting. It's her birthday today. Her name is Billy.
Oh.
And Billy wants to know if you can pull a card for her to see what will happen with her gift. She's been working on her abilities, like we've been talking about today.
Oh, well, that's great. Happy birthday, Billy. I hope you have a wonderful day. It's really good to hear from you. Thank you for your question. I have my cards right here. I'm just cutting the deck right now, and I'm just going to pick a card then for you from the middle of the deck.
Awesome.
And so, and oh, to let you know, I'm using the traditional Rider-Waite set. And the reason I want to make sure that everyone knows that is that this is the most well-known deck. Books you have on tarot, this is the deck they normally use. And you can also look up the cards online. So this is the Rider-Waite deck. And the card
that's
I'm
picking
for Billy, oh, it's great. It's the traditional one that's been used for centuries. Not that I've been reading for centuries, but it's been used for centuries. So Pepper Billy is the King of Cups. Now, the King of Cups is really interesting card because it either is about Billy herself or it's about someone that they know, the person knows. Whenever you have a people card, like the King, Queen, Page, or Knight, it's either part of your own personality or part of someone you know. Now, the King of Cups is actually someone who feels emotion, can feel emotion, but they don't let themselves get dragged into the drama. It's someone who can feel emotion, but they actually can kind of skim right over the emotion, and they don't always display their own emotions. They can feel, but they don't always put it out there on display. So I think this is a really interesting card for Billy, because what this actually is saying is that Billy is someone who can actually feel emotion. She can relate very well to other people's emotions. She's very much an empath that can relate to that energy and that emotion, but at the same time does not let themselves get drawn into another person's drama, which means that this person can be very intuitive, very much read another person, and yet be able to get that information in a very straightforward, direct way without letting themselves get overwhelmed by the emotions involved. And so I think that's a great card if you're beginning to do readings, because it's letting you know you can use your intuition, but you're very much able to not let yourself get so overwhelmed by what you're feeling that you actually lose all sense of the information that the person really needs to receive.
That's good. So that means that she can be more of a professional as she goes into reading. She can feel those emotions
exactly.
Empathically and strongly, but she's also so in tune that she really doesn't realize how in tune she is. I thought so, because I picked that up from her too, and I think that's a really awesome card and a great birthday message today too for her.
Well, I got so excited when I saw this card, because I was like, oh, what a great card to have if you're doing readings. You feel for the other person, but you don't allow yourself to get drawn into the drama. What a great way
Absolutely.
To read cards.
That's a great reading. Yeah, that's wonderful. Well, thank
great
you for that.
Going.
And I totally agree with that, too, that I've been thinking for a while she's had her empathic ability and her strong intuition. So I've had another friend of mine say the same thing. She says, oh, she's already reading. She just doesn't realize she's reading. She's not confident in herself yet, but she's good. So that just verifies, you know, what we've all been, you know, encouraging her to do too, and what we've talked about. So thank you for that.
Oh, Well, what I thought was, do you don't mind my adding this? What I thought was
good
as well, too, is that, Billy, it tells us if you are incredibly clear thinking, an incredibly clear thinking person, very logical, very analytical, and even though we're talking about intuition and going with your heart and feelings, that fact, too, that you are very logical and analytical and very clear-headed, my gosh, what wonderful advice you're able to give to other people. And what wonderful guidance you're able to give. So you have a wonderful combination of being very intuitive, but also being very clear-headed and very direct to be able to give very good advice.
Yeah, and see, Jamie, you're like that too, whereas, you know, you're very intuitive and you can tune into energy like she can, and then you're also really good at, like, coaching and helping the person through a problem. And that's actually how I see Billy once she starts, you know, reading professionally. Once she gets out there, she's learning and developing. Once she gets into that, she'll be the same way.
That's wonderful for Billy. I'm very excited. I think this is a really good good move for Billy to continue reading.
Yes.
And it really sounds like Billy, the only thing that she really needs now is just experience. Just experience
and
building
her
confidence
does.
With it. That's,
mm-hmm.
that's
I totally agree. Mm-hmm. Yeah, awesome. Okay, we're going to move on to area code 314706. You're on the line with Amanda and Jamie. How are you today?
Hey, ladies. I'm doing good. My question is, I'm kind of going back and forth on whether I should reach out to my modeling coach because the last time we interacted, I don't know, something seems kind of off. My modeling coach's name, her name is Morgan. I wonder what you see with that.
And I'm sorry, can we have your name too, please?
Yeah, Angela.
Angela, thank you so much for your call, Angela. I'm going to pick a card for you in just a moment, but
sure.
It's really interesting because the minute you mentioned the modeling coach, I felt this real overwhelming sense of sadness. As if there's maybe sadness at the fact that you two are not as close as you were in the past. Maybe a real need to reconnect with this person just to have some closure around a particular situation. But it feels as if, and you said the modeling coach's name is Morgan?
Yeah, Morgan.
Morgan. Almost it feels so as if Morgan has really put up a wall. I really feel as if I almost see her like behind this wall that she's built, and it's nothing that you've done, and that's what's so sad.
Okay.
It's nothing that you've done. I think it's kind of hurt that she may have experienced from someone else that now has made her not really trusting of anyone. And so even friends from the past who really want to reach out to her and make sure that she's okay, she has this wall just really built up. Something has hurt her very, very deeply to the point where
right,
she just doesn't
I
trust
feel like
anybody.
I mean I've been it's been crossing my mind, but I'm like, should I reach out to her? Because like I said, the last time we interacted, we did a shoot together, and it wasn't a very good shoot. There was just things going on kind of out of our control that kind of made, and, you know, me being an empath, I was picking up on the energy around me. And because of that, the shoot did not go very well because once this energy kind of entered the scene, I was just like, I'm done. And it showed in the photographs. And she was not too happy about that either. I mean, she wasn't mean about it, but she was like, look, you've got to bring 110%. You know, you need to, you know, black out whatever's going on around you. I'm just like, yes, I get that. But, you know, when this particular energy at this location we went to, I couldn't do it anymore. I was just like, I was done, you know? And it was kind of a bit of a rift because of that. And I'm like, God, should I reach out to her? Because it was kind of, things seemed kind of strange. And like you said, it may not even have anything to do with me, but.
Well, it's really interesting when you said that last shoot did not go well. The first thing that came up is because there was something about her energy that was actually throwing everything off. Because, you know, our energy can be so strong, our emotions can be so strong that we can have an effect on all equipment around us. And I really think that there was something so deeply going on with her that her energy was throwing off even all of the equipment.
Really, because
she's
an empath too. But you know, I mean, she kind of was kind of insinuating that it was my fault that the shoot didn't go well. I'm like, whatever. Yeah, she.
Well, she was kind of using you as a scapegoat, I think, to avoid going deep within herself and finding the problem deep within herself. I really think that there was something that really hurt her. Now, if she was here, we could read her energy clearer, but I think that there was something very deep within her that hurt her that caused that weird energy to happen, to throw everything off during that photo shoot. But because she's not ready to face the situation within herself, she blamed you for it. And it really was nothing you've done. This was something that happened before the shoot took place. But you were kind of like the scapegoat. You were kind of that transference of her anger. She had to put her anger and her sadness somewhere. So she put it on you.
Because I'm going to tell you what. We went to this one location, and as soon as I walked in the place, I was just like, I was feeling aggravated and angry, and I'm just like, okay, where's that coming from? And I'm just like, and it was showing in the photos, and we couldn't use any of the photos because, you know, it showed in the photos, you know, the fact that I just kind of just, I was just like done with this project for the, you know, at least for that day. I was just like, I was tired, I was exhausted, and I was annoyed for some reason that I don't even know why. And I'm like, I couldn't bring it. I couldn't bring my best self at that point because I was like done.
Yes. And so, and that really happens because I think sometimes when you're an empath and you do pick up on negative energy, it can be very difficult to keep trying to, oh, I'm so happy, you know, so because you feel that so intensely yourself. So it's not only throwing
off
the equipment,
right,
but it's causing an imbalance for you as well, too.
Okay.
And that can be very hard to kind of keep going when it's that, when that energy from another person is that incredibly powerful. And I do think for you saying about reaching out to her, I do think, like I said, it wasn't you. It really wasn't you. It was something that was going on with her before the shoot even happened. And I do think that I think right now using a lot of compassion, using a lot of kindness, towards her is going to be incredibly important. And I think that reaching out as a friend, and I will say this, for some reason I feel like she's really got this wall up around her. I see her behind this wall, that I think that phone calls or any personal interaction would really kind of intimidate her or make her close with me more. So I would suggest reaching out through like Facebook Messenger or maybe
a
text or email.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
And
right.
So not
because,
just
I mean,
so in her face with a phone call or something like that.
No. I wouldn't do that. I mean, basically, I was just going to ask her, hey, have you started up doing the, you know, the practice classes again? Because, you know, because of the pandemic, everything's been shut down. And I was just going to reach out and say, hey, have you started, you know, have you resumed the practice classes again? You know, because I was going to all those and everything. So, but yeah, she is kind. She is a little bit closed off. She's very kind of reserved. You know. So, but like I said, it's just because our last interaction was kind of. And it's like, gosh, how do I reach out to her after all of this time without her thinking that I'm like just kind of an opportunistic person? You know, because no, it's not like that. It's just. You know, anyway, okay, cool.
I think your intuition on this is really good. I think your intuition on this is wonderful because especially when you said just reaching out to her asking about classes, I think that's a great way of opening that door because, as you said, I think if you even just, you know, came at her with, well, I just want to talk about what happened on that last shoot and I just want to, she is going to completely run. So
oh, God, no, and I would, last thing to my mind. I would never,
so
I think, in fact, we already addressed that way back when, you know, I'm not even going to go there again, but, you know, I may wonder,
is wonderful. That's great.
Yeah, I'm way wondering if I should even, like, do a shoot with her again, you know, because it's just like, gosh, you know, considering the last one, I mean, we've done other shoots and they've been great, but this one, for some reason, something just went downhill, you know, and I'm like, oh, boy, do I even want to go do another shoot with her again?
Well, you know, and I think we have to keep in mind that we all have our really bad days.
Yeah.
And, you know, when people change and the situation that she may have been dealing with, I still feel like she really has that wall up, but mm-hmm. the situation that she may have been dealing with may have started to heal. And I think there's always the opportunity of new chances and new starts for everybody. And
but it's just something just feels off and just trying to, yeah.
Well,
yeah,
too,
I think I will
reach out
to her and ask about the class.
Yeah, I think that's a great thing to do. And again, just trust those vibes that you're getting, because it feels like you are very much an empath. You're very sensitive to those vibes.
She's intuitive.
And so just trust
very
the vibes
intuitive.
That you're feeling. Yes, that's coming on very strong. And Jeff, if you don't mind, I'm going to go ahead and pick a card again for you from the Rider-Waite deck. I'm coming right in the middle of the deck again. And let's pick a card here. Oh,
sure.
Now this is interesting. The card that came up is the Chariot. Now, the Chariot, what this card is all about, this is a major arcana card, which actually means that this is a card about life lessons. And so if we apply this to the situation that you're just we're talking about, what this card is saying is that you are on a fast path on your life purpose, and that you are really discovering a lot about who you are and really using your intuition and really following where you need to go. But very soon, you're going to come to a crossroads. And a crossroads basically is, are you going to take plan A or plan B? Which way are you going to go? All right? So I really think that this situation with Morgan, again, you're going to be coming up to that crossroads where I think that the two of you are going to have some type of interaction. Some type of interaction, and it's just going to be how you handle the situation. Just basically planning, is it going to be plan A of how you're going to address her if you're going to reach out to her, or plan B of just walking away and leaving the situation? And I think that you're someone who has so much compassion and just want to make sure everyone's okay, that I think you're going to take the plan of just kind of reaching out to her. And just, I kind of see you going down that road. But you're going
to
come to a crossroads very soon where there's going to be some type of interaction. But I see your
compassion. Yeah, because, I mean, that'd be my way of kind of feeling it out. Basically asking about the, you know, the practice classes is my way of kind of feeling things out, you know.
I think that's a great point.
Because, you know, because she will tell somebody like it is, I mean, in a kind way. But, I mean, I remember her telling me a while back that a couple of years ago, if I would have met her, I wouldn't have liked her because she was, I don't know, she didn't really go into detail. And I didn't ask, you know, but, you know, she said she's calmed down a lot, you know. So she might have been one of those people that like to get up in people's faces, I assume.
Yeah. And it's funny because there are always going to be people in our lives who have, like, real abrasive personalities
and so on.
And I think that you already know this, of course, instead of trying to change them, all we can really do is change our reaction to them. And just not letting them disturb our own personal energy. That's all we can
do. Exactly. Which I'm still trying to learn to do Once I feel something, it's like, oh, shit, you know?
But it sounds like you're on a good track for solving this situation. Okay?
All right. Well, cool. Yeah. Okay. Let's get to some other callers. I don't want to monopolize the entire show here.
All right. Thank you for calling.
It was good talking to you, Angela. Thank you.
Good talking to you, Angela. We're going to go to 415-416. You're on the line with Amanda and Jamie. How are you?
Hi, this is Anne in California.
Hello, Anne. How are you?
Pretty good. It's just pretty dreary here with the fire smoke and overcast at the same time. And it's going to last another week, probably. So that's been really affecting me. But I'm not in the fire zone itself, so I don't have to evacuating or anything, but it's very dreary atmosphere.
Oh, and yes, my heart goes out to you and to the people of California, because I lived in the Palm Springs area for 11 years.
Oh.
And I remember how devastating it is to have those wildfires. I was also in New Mexico when we had the big Los Alamos fire that burnt down half the town.
Mm.
And so I certainly understand what a devastating time this is, especially how that darkness that you may be living with the smoke and the ash, and especially how that can personally affect your energy. And so I would just very much encourage you to make sure that you are doing things that make you happy, doing things that really, and I know that it could be right now with the smoke and so on, it's hard to get out because it's hard to probably breathe in that atmosphere. I remember when I was in Palm Springs one time, the wildfires were not in Palm Springs, but with the wind and so on, ashes were falling on Palm Springs like rain. And it was the most just strangest experience. And so, I said, my heart goes out to you and everyone in California. But one of the things that I would really tell you, Anne, is that we have to remember sometimes that the universe is like a mirror, the law of attraction, like attracts like. And a lot of times what can happen is that when we get really heavy negative energy, which is very understandable in the situation that you're in right now, we have to be really careful not to just sit with that energy, because otherwise it will just keep attracting even more negative energy and it will just begin to fester. And so whenever you are beginning to feel any moments of despair or depression or especially anxiety from this situation, I would really encourage you to get up and exercise, dance, sing, shout out loud, even have like some rattles or something, shake, because all of that is such a great way of moving any stuck energy. And one of the things I really encourage people to do, I always feel like one of the best ways to move any of the heavy anxiety that you may feel, any of that energy, is to be creative. And so if you do any type of painting, drawing, writing, singing, anything like that, dancing, anything like that, any form of self-expression is a wonderful way to move out any of that heavy energy. So I would really encourage you to do that. And don't worry. Don't worry if you're like, oh, I can't paint or I'm not good at drawing. It doesn't matter. It's just a way of moving energy out and just getting that anxious energy to move out of your system. All right, because it's so sad, like you said, it's probably going to be going on for a week still, and there could be a longer period of time before everything is cleared out.
And it's been 2 weeks. It's been 2 weeks already.
Oh, yes. And you know, it's not about, how can I say this? It's not about whether or not someone has a strong energy system or a weak energy system. It's not about that. It's really about that idea of you're just have been in the situation for 2 weeks. You're just ready to heal. Because I really feel like in your spirit, what it is that you're just really ready to move on and make sure that everyone is okay and everyone is healed and everyone can move forward in their life. And I think there's just a real desire in you just to make sure that everyone is okay and to be done with this. And just know, too, like storms and so on, this too shall pass. And it will be.
It will.
It will be hard. It will be hard. And that's why I encourage you to be creative through this period. But just make sure, just know that this too shall pass. Okay.
Great.
Amanda, do you have anything you'd like to add with that too?
I agree that, you know, right now you're just going through a lot of changes, but you're going to make it to the other side and you're going to do some pretty great things. So it's almost like I'm just being told, hang in there because things are going to get a whole lot better for you. And that's really, you know, what you need. So I just encourage you to hang on tight because you're going to go through this pretty quickly and then move ahead.
And I love what you said, Amanda, that you're going...
Before this, not because of the fire or anything, but I do want to leave where I am. So anything that I don't have a clear vision of, oh, I have to go to this town or this city. So if you have
it's
any
It's because it's
areas,
not set in motion yet, but it's going to be set in motion where you can find where you want to go, and you're going to be led there. And it's just going to simply be pointed out to you. That's why I'm saying right now you're just kind of sitting where you're at, and you're going to have an an aha, and then it's going to just take off. And you're going to be happier once it does.
Oh, my gosh. Amanda, I love what you're saying, because I think something that you said is so incredibly important is that you are in a time of change right now. And as we're saying about doing something creative to keep your energy up, you may find that then leads you into a new way of being and a new way of expressing yourself. Very much a very time of change for you. So, Amanda, I think I really agree with what you're saying. I picked a card from you from the deck, and this is so amazing. The card that came up for you is the Hierophant. Now, the Hierophant is, again, a major arcana card, which means that you are going through a major life lesson right now. Yes, the Hierophant.
Yeah.
It's H-I-E-R-O-P-H-A-N-T. And it's all about having or seeking a higher spiritual way of being. And so I really think that this time period is a change for you, that now you are looking at how material things don't last. And things that we have today may be here today but gone tomorrow. And you are on a higher spiritual path now. You are seeking a higher spiritual way of being. And that very much is your change. And I think right now, as we were saying, to find some creative outlet of expression or to even spend this time like studying and learning about spiritual needs, metaphysical experiences, and so on,
oh,
I think it's a wonderful wonderful, because this card is showing that you are very much on the path of spiritual change and spiritual growth right now.
Yeah. Perfect.
Great. Well, thank you both. Okay. They both really helped. And
great.
Yeah,
thank
yesterday,
you.
It cleared up yesterday, so I got outside for like 3 or 4 hours, so that was nice.
Oh, that's good. And that always helps to get yourself out, experience new energy. That always helps.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Blessings. We're going to go to area code 845. You're on the line with Amanda and Jamie. How are you, 845?
Hi, thank you so much. I'm great. Thank you. How are you?
Hi.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Good.
Good, good. My name is Catherine, and I'm in New York.
Yes, Catherine.
Awesome.
How can
we help you?
I have two projects going on, and I'm wondering if you could give me any insight. One starts with the letter L and the other with the letter S. S has had a lot of obstacles along the way, and I don't know if it's time to put it aside for a while and then maybe reconvene next year. And L seems to be going pretty smooth. So I don't know if that's the universe telling me to stick with something, you know what I mean? Or, I don't know, or is it a test for me to push on with the harder thing?
You know, it's so interesting because you're saying S and L. And when you said S, for some reason what came up when you said the S was sweeter.
Wow.
So even though the journey must be maybe hard, there's going to be a sweeter reward at the end.
Oh.
And I don't know why, but the minute you said S, I was like, that's sweet. That's sweeter. And so sometimes the things that mean the most to us are the things that we have to work the hardest for. And the things that give us the greatest rewards are the things that we have to work the hardest for. And that is what's coming up. Now, when you said L, I'm not feeling any real energy with the L. And it could just be because of the fact that that's just flowing. That's just flowing. But with the S, there's just this real strong sense that, yes, it is hard. It is difficult. It's actually just kind of testing you to see that when you are bringing this to fruition, that you can see it through. And then the payoff for all of your hard work is actually going to be greater.
Wow.
Okay. Amanda, what are you picking up with that?
You know, I pick up that, like you said, the hard work is going to bring you to what your dreams are, what it is you really want. And, you know, like you're healing from something and you have these angels standing beside you helping you heal to get to the thing you're going to enjoy. And you're on your way to it. So it's like your angels are leading you to that.
And it's so funny with that S. Like I said, immediately the word sweet or sweeter came up in my mind. But two, listening to you as well, Amanda, I keep hearing the word, too, satisfaction. There's going to be much more satisfaction because of all the hard work you know you put into it.
Yeah.
And so that's a really interesting way that you asked that question, too, because it really kind of led us blindly into the information to have for you, but that there is so much so much energy around the hard work that you're putting in to accomplishing the more difficult task.
Yeah.
And you're just going to feel a lot more satisfaction with that.
Is it okay, you think, to put it to the side for a while?
Definitely take a break.
If you
feel like you need to step back for a moment, that could be your guide saying, you've worked really hard on this, now just take a breath, step back, take a break, relax.
Yeah, breathe for a little bit and take a break, relax.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's interesting how you're saying that, because you're saying, should I put it aside for a while? You did not ask, should I quit?
Yes.
And so I think that's really interesting, again, how you're phrasing the question. Because I think within your heart and soul, you know that you don't want to give up on this. You don't want to quit this. But you do know that you need to take a little bit of a rest for yourself and not push yourself so hard. And so I think giving yourself that moment, because especially, too, when we work so hard on something, we usually sometimes cannot see the solution even though it's right in front of our eyes. But if we take a step back, do something different, let ourselves even breathe a little bit and come back with what they call fresh eyes or new eyes, you're going to find a whole new direction in this as well, too. And so I think giving yourself a break is a very beautiful thing for you to do at this time. Not quitting, just setting it aside for just a moment. Do you have anything else to add with that, Amanda?
Taking a breath was what I kept seeing. You know, taking a break, breathing, taking some time to reflect. But I don't see you quitting. I just see you taking a breather, like you need a breath. You need to take a breath in between what you're doing. But it doesn't mean that what you're doing isn't going to work for you. It just means you're moving forward and you're doing your dreams and you're finding what you want, and that's beautiful.
And, too, with the card, the tarot card that we picked for you, Catherine, the card that came up was the Three of Wands, which is such a great card for you because what the Three of Wands is about, wands is always about our innovations, our ideas, our inspirations, all right? So the Three of Wands actually said you have a decision to make on where you're going to apply your ideas and where you're going to apply your intention and your inspiration.
Makes sense.
And you are making your choice. The Three of Cards is that decision came up, but you are making your choice. And it's all about decision-making and standing firm on the choice that you've made. So what I'm actually seeing through this card is this idea that this still is something that you want to see through. This is still something that you do have your heart set on and you want to do, but you're making the decision just to step back for a few minutes, for a while, just to let yourself refresh and renew and reflect. And I love that word, Amanda, that you use, reflect, and then move yourself forward with this again. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a great card for you about making that decision to relax and then carry on.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's amazing.
Okay. Is there anything else that we can help you with?
If you have a moment with love, would that be okay? Only if you have a moment. You've both been so generous with your time already.
Well, if we can just make it real fast, if you just want to shoot out a question to us, and we'll just respond with the very first thing that comes to our head. How about that?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is the man who starts with a letter L a good option for me?
For some reason, what's coming up is that he could be, but it's going to take some time.
Yeah.
I always feel like he's going through some healing. He's going through some of his own stuff right now. And he's actually going through a real period of change and mental and spiritual growth right now. And so it's something that could work out very well for you. But what it comes down, again, is to your decision. Are you willing and do you have the patience to wait for him to come full circle back around again? Okay.
Yeah.
And just give him the time to grow and to change and to heal through what he needs to be healing through. It could be very good for you. But again, it's just all about you having the patience to see him through.
Yeah, yeah.
Mhm.
Wow.
Yeah, he needs some time. He needs some time to heal, but he'll get there. And, you know, it'll be good. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you both. Thank you. Oh, blessings to you.
Thank
both.
You, Catherine. Thank you. Oh,
blessings.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
We're going to go to 314-580. And if there's anybody else that wants to ask a question, you can hit 1 on your keypad. But so far it looks like this is our last caller, probably, unless somebody else hits 1. There's a couple of listeners down there that if they want to ask something, they can. But I'm going to go ahead and hit 314-580. You're on the line with Amanda. And Jamie, how are you?
I'm all right, Amanda. How are you doing?
Good.
Feeling better?
How can we help you? Feeling much better.
Right now I'm trying to figure out how to get out of debt. And I'm wondering if my apartment complex is going to screw me over. the one that I just got out, Adara has already cheated me out of 2 days worth of wages because they locked me in my apartment complex. So I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, garage, somebody parked behind it. They were supposed to tow and they didn't.
Oh. And I'm sorry, can we have your name?
Jean Ellis.
Jean? Okay, Jean. Thank you so much for your call. It's really interesting because I feel as if you asked about debt and finances and so on, but I feel like there's so many moving pieces right now that are going on that really are going to take some time to resolve. I see that you will eventually get yourself back on financial footing again. It's just going to take some time to work through these processes. One of the things that's coming up very, very, very strong is that if someone, for some reason, I don't know where this is coming from, but it feels as if someone is going to put like a piece of paper in front of you or a contract in front of you that they want you to sign. And it's really the law, do not sign anything. So, for instance, when you talked about the apartment complex and things like this, it really feels like they don't want you to sign a piece of paper, almost like giving up your rights and giving up your financial benefits and things like that. I know it's on the strong urge to advise you, just don't sign anything. Read through everything, because when you talked about someone kind of like screwing you over again, there's a real strong feeling that that's going to happen if you do not protect your back and watch out for yourself.
Well,
Amanda,
what
are you picking up on this?
I pick up the same. I think that she just needs to be careful and read through stuff and, you know, choose wisely.
Yeah.
Have someone read the fine print.
I'm really feeling like there is a lot of frantic energy around what we're talking about. Because for some reason, I just very clearly see this piece of paper that I think that this person is going to want you to sign, and it's going to just basically take away any financial payments that are coming to you, anything. And they're going to try to phrase it. This person, I feel like, has a really cool way of speaking. Or just a real way, it's kind of like a snake having a really cool way of just kind of like slithering in and just a cool way of speaking that can cause people to kind of, that can manipulate people.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a real strong advice to you about watching your back, not trusting what they're saying to you, not signing anything, making sure that you're reading everything through very clearly. I think your financial situation will eventually clear up, but I think you've got a couple of people around you who are waiting to take advantage of you. And it's going to be really important for you to make sure that you are watching everything that these people do and everything that they put in front of you to sign.
Well,
Amanda,
are
you picking up on anything else too?
Mm-hmm. I think that, you know, Jeannie's on the right track. She, you know, just as long as she watches what she does with finances and all that, she's good to go. She's going to move forward and succeed and do well.
Yes, and I think that's why, Rubina, I'm really hammering this point about watching these people and watching out for yourself is because I do think that the energy is there, that you're going to come through these financial problems, the debt and so on, and you're going to be okay. It's just whatever choices that you make for yourself going forward, that's going to make the difference. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the main things is just making sure you're not signing anything.
Is this coming from Adara? Or is it coming from the people that sold me this house? Or is it coming from my workplace direction?
Now, what I'm actually feeling, I'm not really feeling like it's coming from your workplace. I'm not really feeling that. I'm feeling a very strong connection to where you live. That the problem could be where you live.
So like the apartment complex.
Yeah, see, and I was thinking that same, where you live and the moving. Moving came up very strong, too, where you live and the moving. Yeah, so I think it's that situation, like you said, the apartment complex and so on. I think that's where this energy is centering itself.
Well, I know they screwed me out of 2 days' worth of pay.
Mm.
I had somebody park behind my garage, and I couldn't get out to go to work, and they didn't think...
Yes. Now, have you been in touch with anybody higher up in the company about this situation?
No, because they don't give you their number.
Oh, okay. Because I feel like the people that, like your direct supervisors and so on, it's not worth their time to even want to
mm-hmm.
deal with this, which is really sad because
no.
I feel like they're not there caring people. They don't care about you as a person. And so on, and I feel like they just don't feel like they even want to deal with it. So it feels like you really have to go over their heads.
You do.
It has nothing to do with the people at work as people to do with Adara. Adara, the apartment complex I live in, has an agreement that somebody parks behind you, they tow them away. Well, somebody parked behind
mm-hmm.
my garage, they didn't tow them away, which... The apartment complex stipulates that if they park behind your garage and they find it, they're supposed to actually compensate you, and they didn't do that.
See, it's really interesting because I think that's even what I said at the beginning of this. It all feels like there's so many moving pieces and moving parts in
this
situation.
Well, she moved out. She moved into a house. And so, the complex – is the one I would worry about. I don't see you having to worry about work.
See, and that's the
same thing.
It's the
apartment complex.
I think work is going to be hassle for you to settle it, but I think when I mentioned first, like the real snakes and the real problem, I think that's coming from the apartment complex as well. I think that's where you're going to have your real problem.
I do too. It's just pointing there. Yeah, it's just pointing there. They're just big time. So you got to watch them.
I first moved there. Stephanie was there. If Stephanie was really a good person, she would let you, leave early as long as you paid a percentage out. And she was really willing to work with you. But April
mm-hmm.
is not quite that. She's kind of like, yeah.
That's really funny because that was the energy that I was picking up. Like, she doesn't really care about everybody as people. Just get the work done. And doesn't really have a lot of compassion. And so that's why I mentioned before about seeing if you can go over her head or something, because she doesn't have any compassion at all
she's really
for
mean
situation.
And sneaky, like what she's describing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. But it's really interesting because I went ahead and picked a card for you, and the card that came up was the Five of Wands, which is a really interesting card to come up for you while we're talking about this, because the Five of Wands is the card of chaos. And so I think that's really interesting, because what this is actually letting us know is that right now there is chaos in your situation. It's going to be resolved. Eventually it's going to be resolved. You're going to find yourself getting back on a financial footing, but it's going to take a lot of your own effort and a lot of your own strength and so on to see it all through, and not giving up and not letting people tell you that they don't want to work with you or deal with you or anything like that. Just keep knocking on those doors and just keep talking to people and just keep trying to get the situation solved. But it's, I really feel like there's so much chaos around the situation, and that's what the Five of Wands is all about, all this chaos, that it's going to take a while before you move through the situation and finally get on equal footing again.
I don't really need a lot of chaos in my life.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
I said I really didn't need a lot of chaos in my life at the moment.
Yeah, you've got a lot as it is, but there's just, like she said, there's a lot of moving pieces in this.
Yeah, and so I think until all those moving pieces, you get all those moving pieces to stop, it's just going to take a while to get everything to work together again. Okay? So just give it time and stay strong.
I'm hoping I get some overtime at work or something.
You will. You'll get some overtime to make up for it. You should be fine. Just hang in there with everything and try to go above the person's head and see what you can do. I appreciate you calling in. Thank you.
Thank you, Jude. We'll be praying for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll be praying for you. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. Blessings. Jamie, this has been an excellent show. We've done really great together. I've enjoyed it, and I really appreciate you coming on with all the stuff, all the moving pieces going on your end over there, too. And I want to thank you for being my guest today.
Well, thank you so much. I really enjoyed it, Amanda, and I really love working with your energy. It's just so much fun and so incredibly inspiring. So I really do appreciate all of you inviting me on the show. I really enjoy working with you.
Awesome. We will do it again soon. We're going to go ahead and end the show today. And thank you for being my guest, and we'll see you next time, and maybe I'll see you at a fair.
And I hope so, Amanda. It'll be a lot of fun. And everyone, I really encourage you, if you get the opportunity to get out to fairs, I know it's hard right now with COVID and all kinds of different things going on in people's lives, but we still need to stay connected to each other and be kind to each other and be good to each other. And so just send out lots of healing light towards each other and lots of blessings for each other, and we need to stand strong. Amanda and I, and I'm speaking for you, Amanda, I hope you don't mind, we're sending out a lot of prayers and
thank you
to all of you. Okay. Thank
absolutely
you so much.
Prayers and blessings to everybody. Jamie, thank you. I'm glad you guys are okay with the weather circumstances over there, and may you continue to be, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you, Amanda. Have a good day.
You too. Prayers out there for everybody. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check out Jamie Zinnick on Facebook and look up her classes. And I'm doing a 30-minute special for $60. We will see you next Monday. StarGuideReadings@gmail.com. That's how you can get a hold of me. Or StarWaya.com. And we will see you next Monday. Thanks, everybody.
Feels warmer sleeping here alone. You know I dream in color and do the things I want. You think you got the best of me, think you've had the last laugh, bet you think that everything good is gone. Think you left me broken down, think that I'll come running back. Doesn't kill you, makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes a fighter. What's up even lighter. Doesn't mean I'm over, cause you're gone. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stronger. Doesn't mean I'm self-denied. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Doesn't kill you, makes you stronger. Stand a little.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.